assessing probability slash impact and responding to risks. The next steps after identifying and categorizing risks include assessing the probability and impact of each risk and then devising an appropriate and cost-effective response to each risk. If a risk event occurs, the organization should also have a contingency plan in place. Assessing probability and impact of risks. The magnitude of a risk is determined by considering the risk's probability of occurrence and the impact it will have on the organization if it occurs. These ratings can be determined qualitatively, for example, comparative rankings, or quantitatively, for example, assigning monetary values to risks, computer simulations, benefit-cost analysis. Risks may be listed by a combined score on a spreadsheet, or they can be mapped visually on a matrix. The risk matrix is formed by two axes for probability and impact. An example is shown in Exhibit 1-108. Exhibit 1-108, Sample Risk Matrix, Responses to Risk. Operations will take different approaches to controlling its risks depending on the risk's magnitude, probability, and impact, the probability of success in the measures taken and their required costs, the possibilities that additional risk will be created as a result of the intervention, the organization's risk tolerance level. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines three approaches to managing risk. A fourth type exists, but has no definition: risk acceptance, a decision to take no action to deal with a risk or an inability to format a plan to deal with the risk. This is a common response when a risk has low impact and probability. It may also be chosen when no effective response can be devised. Organizations with high risk tolerance may use this method more often. For example, operations may be assessing risks associated with purchasing a certain piece of equipment. Due diligence into the equipment's performance shows that it is very reliable. If the equipment fails, the process can be performed with other equipment, and it will not delay the process much. Risk avoidance: changing a plan to eliminate a risk or to protect plan objectives from its impact. Avoidance is often used when the impact of a risk is considered too severe to tolerate. A high-impact, high-probability risk will usually be avoided if some other method can be devised. For example, the health risks for using a particular material in manufacturing may have been proven in several reputable studies, so the process will be redesigned to avoid the material. Risk mitigation: reducing exposure to risk in terms of either its likelihood or its impact. Risk mitigation may be used when impact and probability are moderate, when the possibility of success in mitigation is high, or when the costs of mitigation are low relative to the impact. Risk mitigation approaches sometimes use redundancy, a backup capability, to reduce the effects of breakdowns. To continue the previous example, let's say that the substance in the manufacturing process is hazardous only under certain conditions, for example, when it dries out and dust can become airborne. Risk mitigation steps might include humidification and air cleaning systems. Operations may also require that employees wear protective gear at all times, or humans may be replaced by robots in a process. Risk transfer: the transfer of all or some part of a risk to a third party. When an organization insures its property, it is transferring the risk to another party, the insurer. When operations chooses to use a third-party logistics, 3PL provider to deliver goods to customers, it is transferring all the risks associated with owning a fleet of trucks, employing drivers, and operating the fleet, for example, losses due to damaged or stolen goods. The 3PL provider assumes ownership of these risks or may transfer some of them using its own insurance. Recovery strategies for realized risks. Effective organizations plan for how they will recover from a risk event. Contingency planning is defined by the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a process for creating a document that specifies alternative plans to facilitate project success if certain risk events occur. For example, operations may create a plan for what to do if a chemical spill occurs, training and equipping teams to implement the plan quickly if needed. Workers will don protective gear that is kept on hand, will quickly shut down ventilation and drainage systems, and will follow procedures for notifying supervisors. Operations will contract with a service to clean the spill safely and dispose of materials. Managers should meet after any significant event to understand why it happened and what could have been done to avoid it. Recovery strategies can also be as simple as training employees in how to respond to dissatisfied customers and giving employees the authority to offer customers some form of compensation. They can be as complicated as product recall strategies that reach upstream to every distribution channel and outlet to track product, contact customers, and document the defective product's return and disposal.